Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The comparison, of course, between 9/11 and October the 7th has been one that has been around since October the 7th as a turning point, as Americans will define much of their history, or certainly their modern history, from in terms of before 9/11 and after. I think that, in fact, I have no doubt that Israel and world Jewry will do the same in terms of October the 7th. And that makes it an interesting conversation about Haniyeh and Osama bin Laden. We wanted to get a little bit more information about this. Professor Richard Landis, he's an Israeli historian, he's an author, and joins us this morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Good.
So it's a fascinating. First of all, is that accepted in terms of how things are viewed? Just as the United States had a time before 9/11 and after, that Israel has a time before October 7th and after.
Yeah, I would say first of all, it's true that October 7th was a tremendous revelation to many people, and I'd include diaspora Jews.
Absolutely,
I'd include diaspora Jews in that category of people for whom it was a wake up, the way 9/11 was a wake up. But in Israel, we already had a wake up in 2000 when the Intifada broke out, and they basically started a war of suicide terror on our population. So that was already a wake-up call. So this is a second wake-up call. And for example, my daughters, who had heard me talking about this for 25 years at least, which is how long I've been talking about it, told me after October 7th, Dad, it turns out you were right, and we hate it that you were right.
Well, first of all, any daughter hates that their father's right, no matter what the subject. And even if you're an expert on it, you don't really know. They know more. So, I mean, not that I know your daughters, but I know.
Well, you know, the point was they heard what I said.
Absolutely.
They just didn't want to believe it.
Well, nor did anybody, really. I think we all had a sense that Israel was that Israel's intelligence, Israel's defense was really so strong, powerful, and superlative that this could never happen.
Yeah, no, this is so there are a number of revelations. One revelation is tragic, and it was the failure of Israel to respond quickly. Some did. There are amazing stories of bravery and stuff, but the army, the government was really asleep. And it's a terribly disturbing revelation. The other revelation, the one that I focus on, I mean, I don't have bandwidth for everything, but what I do focus on is the revelation of who our enemies are. You know, that for years, for decades, the Palestinians have been selling their cause to the West as we're for freedom, we're for dignity, we're for human rights, and the Israelis are denying us. And if only it weren't for the settlements, there would be peace and stuff. And all of this stuff went out the window, not only by what Hamas did, but the response of organizations like BDS and CARE and so on, who just showed they were on the side of the jihadis.
Yeah, it's just incredible, because it wasn't just as you're saying it was actually a shift in so many ways, and for diaspora Jewry, I think it was a shift to realize that maybe so many people who we thought were our friends actually aren't when the chips
exactly.
are down.
And there's a term for that. There's a term for that. Bret Stephens coined the term October 8th Jews. And it's the progressive Jews who had been telling themselves that the Palestinians were a noble cause, and who realized that they weren't, and looked around at their fellow progressives and realized they were alone.
Yeah, And we certainly saw that in many of the academic institutions. We've spoken to many women professors and saying that their sisters in gender studies and these types of places had completely abandoned them in their time of need. So certainly it was a very significant day. Let's just move on to talk about the Haniyeh versus Osama bin Laden, because obviously it was fascinating yesterday when you see the Wall Street Journal leading with a headline that says Hamas's chief peace negotiator killed or assassinated.
Did it say peace or just negotiator?
Oh, I don't. Let me find it for you, because I did keep it. But in the meantime, the response was it was just absolutely bizarre.
Right.
I mean, not everybody, but that's almost that he suddenly is being seen as some form of moderate is quite surprising.
Right. So there are two things you've raised here. One is both Haniyeh and bin Laden and whatever head of ISIS there is right now, and all of the people that are engaged in these activities are part of a very large global movement, which I call caliphators. Mm-hmm. And they are to establish a global caliphate in our day. Okay. So that, in my analysis, that's an apocalyptic millennial movement. So they're both part of this. Now, what's going on with the sort of moderification of Haniyeh is that this, again, already happened in 2000. In 2000, the jihadis attacked us in Israel, and the response of the world was, you killed that little boy, no wonder they're upset with you, you deserve it, you're the imperial colonialist. And then the next year, bin Laden strikes America. Oh, and the media doesn't want to use the word terrorists for Hamas's suicide terror attacks on civilians. And then the next year, on September 11th, all of a sudden it's, well, there's a difference between bin Laden, who's just a terrorist, and Hamas, which does social services. Right. And so they didn't use the word terror to describe Hamas. And in fact, there have been efforts throughout to make Hamas look moderate. And it's all part of this BS Palestinian secular narrative about how all they want is dignity and freedom, et cetera, et cetera. And they're ready to make peace if only the Israelis would.
The headline, by the way, at the Wall Street Journal said, strike in Iran kills Hamas's leading advocate for a Gaza ceasefire.
Okay, so that's tearful. I mean,
it's careful.
Most people's minds, ceasefire means peace.
Exactly.
Which is exactly.
Well, and that's how I remembered it. Even when I recounted it to you, that's exactly how I remembered it, which is interesting.
Right.
So that speaks to that.
And the media has been selling this and captive to this notion for decades now, starting with the first operation, Israeli operation in Gaza after Hamas took over in 2008-09. The media's role was show Palestinian suffering, get people outraged, and to cry out and stop Israel, and then that will be force Israel to a fire, and that will be a peaceful outcome. And that's how they've run their media campaigns ever since.
That is, unfortunately, all we have time for. Fascinating conversation with Professor Richard Landes. He's an Israeli historian and author, comparing October the 7th to 9/11, comparing Ismail Haniyeh to Osama bin Laden, and of course how they have been treated very, very differently in the press. I'd love your thoughts and your reaction on 061-895-1019. Good morning.